USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer claims there is a rot at the center of the modern Republican Party. Schumer saying Republicans are involved in a coordinated voter suppression effort in states across the United States. Those comments as the Senate is set to take a procedural vote on Tuesday regarding a voting rights bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell saying,
naming and shaming is not a hypothetical concept. It's been a concrete reality for thousands of private citizens. And today, Democrats are asking for a green light to supercharge the intimidation machine.
Arvada Mayor Mark Williams says the shooting death of one of the city's police officers in the Denver suburb is heartbreaking. Officer Gordon Beasley was killed Monday in a confrontation in the city's Old Town area. The suspect and a Good Samaritan were also killed. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iran's new president is saying thanks but no thanks to a meeting with President Biden.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Rahisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Home prices are climbing to a record high. The National Association of Realtors saying the median price for an existing home topped $350,000 in May, which is a 23.6% jump over May of 2020. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A goal set by the Biden administration will not be met.
COVID vaccination rates have plateaued in the U.S. over the last few weeks, with just over 65% of American adults having received at least one dose. That means President Biden's goal of 70% by July 4th is likely to be missed. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says America will get there. He tells ABC News that it's important for people to go get their shots in order to lessen the chances that new variants of the virus can spread.
It should come, and we're going to continue to do everything we can on our end to make it possible. The vaccines will be there, the efforts will be there, the outreach will be there. We need to see Americans get vaccinated, because now we're seeing these ominous trends with these variants of COVID-19. Which become more dangerous, because we never know if one of them is going to be mutate into a strain that is very difficult to contain and not or is able to escape some of these vaccines. And so more and more, Lindsay, what we want to do is get people vaccinated, because the more we're vaccinated, the less likely these variants could take off.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell thinks the U.S. labor market should gradually improve in the coming months. Paul testifying in a House hearing saying inflation should be temporary. He cited supply bottlenecks as a key reason for the current inflation. Paul defended steps the Fed has taken to deal with the economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic, calling them broad and forceful measures. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.